We're here at the SSE Airtricity League of Ireland launch in Vicar Street. I've managed to corner Rory Higgins in a tight enough corner, an echoey enough corner, but it's noisy everywhere else as well. Rory, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Oisin, yourself?
Good. Are you looking forward to the new season?
I am. There's always a lot of anticipation around this time of the year, and you certainly can't replicate what we're going to face next Friday in pre-season games, that sort of intensity and that fire in your belly, that anxiety that you feel in your belly. But really looking forward to it, and a difficult opening fixture.
I know what a manager is looking for during the season, wins. What are you looking for during pre-season? Because even if you get wins, they're only friendly, so maybe you're looking at other things as well.
You're looking at getting people as fit as possible. You're looking at trying to remain injury-free, and those are the most important things. And obviously trying to form a way of playing and stuff like that as well.
You've made some very good signings. Patrick Hooban, I think, stands out. Was he the missing piece, a striker who can get you goals, a striker who's strong, can hold the ball up? You've got Colin Whelan coming back. That's practically a new signing. So you must be feeling very confident about getting the goals you need this season.
Well, four first-team players have left the club and two have come in, so our squad isn't any bigger, but I feel the balance of it now is really good. And a lot of facets of our play last year were strong. We had the best defensive record. We controlled a decent number of matches and created opportunities. We just weren't clinical and ruthless enough, and it was I didn't feel it was rocket science, really. We needed to add more goals to the group.
It's not just about signing him and throwing him in, though. Do you have to kind of build a team around them as well?
Of course. But the beauty about it is the players that we've brought in have already played with a lot of players that we have, so it's probably an easier settling in period, and so hopefully we can see the fruits of that early in the season.
Is it a title challenge or nothing for you this season? It might seem like a harsh question, but you know yourself, it's being said.
Aye, of course. We're not going to shy away from the fact there's definitely two or three others who will feel the same as us. And I had to remind myself the other day, I was speaking to, I'm not even a manager 3 years yet, and I'm still an extremely inexperienced manager. We took over a club less than 3 years ago who were in an extremely difficult position, and we've had a couple of second place finishes and won a cup and had a good European run, so we're delighted with the progress, to be honest. But you're right, the next step is to try and do something that is easier said than done, by the way, and try and leapfrog an exceptional team who are serial winners, and that's no mean feat, but we'll do everything. And I'm sure there's two or three other clubs that will feel that they can do the same.
You made a very great, very good point there. I sounded like Trump, very great. Very good point there. Look at Rovers. Look how long it took them to build as well. So you've got a good, solid base of that team together now for that 3 years. So you must be confident that it is building and kind of generating towards that maybe final push.
Aye, well, it's 2 years, really. I took over 6-7 games in the season before, and I inherited a squad. So it's 2 years really that I've had my own team, going into our third year now, so we're excited. We've players who've been there and done it, we've also players who are emerging and becoming leaders as well, so we're happy with the profile of our squad and where it's at, and we haven't won the league in God knows how long, but as I said, it's not just a case of it's an extremely difficult thing to do, but why not? Let's have a go at it.
Some bad news, Diallo picked up an injury. How long will he be out for, do you reckon, and how big a blow is it to not have him at the start of the season? Because we know what he can do when he's out there.
He's been with us now for the guts 18 months or a bit more, actually, and he's barely had an injury. He's missed a couple of games through suspension, but he's barely had an injury. And I don't think he's had an injury at all. It was a poor tackle in a pre-season game, and now we're going to be without his services for possibly 8 to 10 weeks. So it's disappointing. He's been very, very good for us, very consistent. But we are strong in that department, and we won't rush him back. We'll make sure that he gets the best care possible, but we know we have extremely good options in that department.
And as we were saying earlier on, extremely good options up front. Do you see it as Hooban, Whelan and the two playing off each other, maybe Hooban dropping deeper if he needs to supply Whelan? I'm essentially asking you your tactics. But you have options, and that's a good thing. You've different ways to get goals if you need it, because if you want, here's me telling a manager what to do. If you want, you can put Hooban close to goal and just lorry it into him. There's my Waterford logic. There's my Waterford football knowledge coming out. No, Farmers League stuff.
You're asking me about Colin Whelan and Pat Hooban combination. Obviously, Colley's not going to be fit for a while, so and I can't. And if every manager's being honest, I think they'll tell you that they can't look past the next game. Yeah. So you're asking me about something that might be 4 or 5 months down the line.
Okay.
But
I didn't realise Colin was still that bad. Okay.
No, listen, I don't really put a number on it. Yeah, they put him under any pressure. Like he's had a lot of difficult times, and it's a second time he's done it. So don't quote me on that 4 or 5 month thing, but.
It won't be the start of the season.
But all we're focusing on is trying to prepare the players for Drogheda next week and an extremely difficult fixture. And if you look at Drogheda's record over the last couple of seasons against the sort of top end teams, they've been a tough nut to crack, and next Friday will be no different.
Rory Higgins, Derry manager, thank you very much for joining us here at the SSE Airtricity League of Ireland launch at Vicar Street. Thanks for joining us on the ExtraTime.com League of Ireland Voice Notes podcast.
Thank you, Oisin.